Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Chasing Daylight podcast. This is one of our interview shows, and I'm pleased to have on the show with us Tim Markison from Athlons. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, Matt. How are you doing?
Man, we're doing pretty well. Getting through winter okay and looking forward to some spring golf coming up here really soon.
Yeah, good deal.
So we had you back on the show. I looked. It was January 20th of 2020. So it's been almost 4 years since we've had a conversation with you guys. Yeah. So I'm sure there is a ton of new news going on with your brand. So why don't you, for those that may not be familiar with who Athlons is, what you guys are doing, why don't you give the quick, you know, little 5 minute spiel on who you are and what Athlons is all about?
Yeah. So, well, I'll give you how we started. So, I was a baseball player. I kind of golfed a little bit, but I was primarily into baseball. And in 2010 now, this is how long this concept's been going, I met some major league coaches at a baseball camp. And they had this drill where they would put a rosin bag underneath the heel and outside of the foot for the drive leg to tip that knee inward just a little bit. They came up with that drill talking to Hall of Fame caliber players that, and, you know, all of them really believed in the energy from the ground up. And they all had just incredibly balanced and powerful lower halves. And if you were to draw a line from their, when they were in their athletic stance, draw a line from the groin to the ankle, the knee would be just on the inside of that line. But what these coaches noticed is even at the major league level, where you're talking crazy elite athletes, most of them didn't get into that position. So the drill was to kind of help them get into that position. So when the coaches found out I was a patent attorney, they says, gee, you think we could figure out how to put that concept into a shoe? So that's how Athlons got born. And we started from day one working with an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Preston Wolin out of Chicago, because I didn't want to build something that might help athletic performance, but then has health risks. So he studied it from that standpoint. And actually, the shoe that we developed actually for most people have health benefits. So it's been interesting to see over the years, like we've had people with plantar fasciitis start wearing our shoe and it helps the muscles and the foot work better. So we've had people that were scheduled for surgery for plantar fasciitis cancel it and end up within a few months being pain free. Now, I can't make that promise for everybody, but
that's, but, you know, awesome.
We have a lot of anecdotal data over the years of why that works and that it's working. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I'm an electrical engineer by trade and then went to law school and became a patent attorney. So I look at things from an engineering perspective. So I looked at the physics of the problem. So it's like, so what does that do when you have your knees inward a little bit more and kind of shifting the feet that way? So essentially what that does is it takes the ground reaction force. So when our body pushes on the ground pushes back. That's ground reaction force. And every human movement is based on this principle. So what we did in the shoe is just help shift that ground reaction force a little bit more towards the body. So now you've got more energy into your body. So that creates more power, but it also creates more stability. Because you think about if I've got a stick sitting in the ground like this, I push on it, it's kind of easy to knock it over. But if I've got that angled in a little bit, well, now there's some fight to it. So those combinations bring more force to the body and also give more resistance to the body swaying. So it creates a more stable base. So that was the concept that we came up with and put into our shoes. And then we filed a series of patents protecting all the different ways that we could think of doing that. So we started in 2015 with our first baseball shoe. And we were met with a lot of skepticism. You know, it's like, how can a shoe matter? You know, it's like, well, because all the energy for your athletic movement is from the ground to your body. All that energy goes through the shoe. But to most people, that was like right over their heads. Yeah. So in many ways, we were like 5 or 7 years too early with that concept. You know, in that day, you know, I'd be working with major league coaches, hitting, pitching coaches. And half of them didn't even consider the ground as a factor in hitting or pitching. Now, today, that's completely changed.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking at that level, talking about ground reaction force and all that stuff. And then in 2018, it was always our plan to make a golf shoe. And, you know, the beauty of our technology to me is it really works for any sport. We started with baseball because that's where the idea originated in. And then in 2018, we started making a prototype of a golf shoe. And we went to a charity event, and one of the holes you could pay $25 and have a professional long driver hit your tee shot. So we paid the $25, and for whatever reason, when we got to the tee box, there was a delay. So we started talking to him about our shoes, and he says, "Hey, would you mind just taking the shot in our shoes?" He says, "Sure." So he puts the shoes on, takes one swing, and he goes, "Oh my God, my backside was locked in and I just hit the ball 40 yards further. Like, that can't be real." And he hit five more balls exactly the same. He goes, "You guys got to make this into a golf shoe now." So that kind of accelerated our pace to make the golf shoe. And Mitch McDowell was the long driver's name. He was from Mesa, Arizona. Sadly, he passed last year. Great guy. It's really, really a loss. And so he took that prototype to an event in 2018, and he was knocked out in the round of 32. And Ryan Steenberg, who was number eight in the world at the time in long drive, I'm sorry, number six in the world in long drive, been competing for 8 years, says, "Hey, let me try those." And Ryan had never won an event in 8 years, yet he was still number six. He puts the shoes on, he wins that event. He goes to the next event, wears our shoes, and wins that event. And people are like, "Ryan, what did you do differently?" He goes, "Literally, I changed my shoes." So when we brought our, yeah, you would think.
Well, for so long drivers.
Yeah. So we introduced our first shoe, our first official golf shoe in late 2018. We had some issues with the USGA getting approved, but we did get approved. And we are probably the only golf shoe that's actually USGA approved. Most companies don't submit their golf shoe for USGA approval, but for that, I guess that's my naivete when it comes to the golf world, is I thought, well, I made a shoe. There's rules on shoes with the USGA. I need to get them approved. But most shoes are not USGA approved because they're never submitted for approval.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I think we may be the only one. So when I was questioning the USGA about that, he says, "Well, we trust the shoe industry to be self-regulating." That's like putting the fox in charge of the hen house.
Yep.
So we came out with our golf shoe in late 2018. And within 2 months of the long drive season, we had eight of the top 10 men and eight of the top 10 women in our shoes. And over half of all competitors were on our shoes because it flat out worked. Because at that level, you know, they're doing everything they can to get every extra ounce of energy into their swing. And the shoes created that more stable, more powerful base. So Ryan jumped up to number one. And then as more and more people started wearing our shoes, he jumped back down to number six. He goes, "Damn, I never should have told anybody." So we were starting to get recognized through long drive, and then people are like, "Well, can you use that shoe for regular golf?" And we're like, "Well, yeah, the principle is the same. Energy comes up through the ground, through the shoes into your body. So yes, it will help you in regular golf." And then, right at the end of 2019, we signed Bernhard Langer to a 3-year deal to wear our shoes. He was with his previous company for 41 years. So it was a big, big win for us.
Yeah.
And then in early 2020, he was off to a really good start. We were getting free TV coverage. Pardon me. And then that silly thing called COVID hit. And, you know, just as it felt like we were taking off. And then simultaneously with Bernhard performing well and the recognition we were getting that, we had so many orders lined up. And then we also had an investment group that was like, "Okay, we really love everything you guys are doing here. We want to take you guys to the next level and beyond." And then COVID hit. And so all the momentum we built died. You know, all those orders that we had pending or in, they all got canceled because it was undetermined in March and April of when, if ever, you know, golf would resume.
Yeah.
And then the the head of the investment group. He was a physician out of Austin, and he got called to be on one of the COVID commissions. And then a couple months after that, he found out he had terminal cancer. So that, so just everything that was building and was so close to being just taken off and exploding just went. So, you know, I mean, we're like hundreds of thousands of other businesses that were so adversely affected by COVID. And then, you know, we've really been fighting the last couple of years just to stay alive. So, but we managed to do that. And we've got a new shoe coming out we're really excited about. It's the Mangrove. We have three colorways of it right now. There's a black leather upper, and all of it's leather.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. It's a great looking shoe.
Yeah, thank you. So so it includes all of our technology in it, with the athletic positioning, but also the outsole. We've got a couple of patents on that as well. We call that our grip and glide. So, you know, when you're locking in, you want to be able to rotate that back leg out, but you don't want it to rotate in. So the tread pattern gives you a lot more friction so you can't rotate in, but has less friction so you can more easily rotate out. So transitioning from front to back leg, the shoes help a little bit with that. And it does, I mean, it does help. So we've noticed that as well. So the shoes include that. The midsoles on it are a repurposed midsole material. So it's a green product as well. And the best part is they're made here in the United States. They're made in LA. So
actually made in America.
Yes, in LA.
Too many people can say that.
Nope. And you know, that's part of why the price is what it is. You know, it's just when we were looking at pricing it overseas versus the US, it was anywhere from a 2 to 3x more expensive to do it in the US than overseas. But having the quality control in the US, being able to work with a US vendor, plus the benefit of just saying, you know, it's made in the US, we opted for that, and we're really happy with that choice.
Yeah, and you're based in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yeah, hop on a plane, you're there in an hour to check out the warehouse, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Versus a full day of travel in another language. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our previous shoes were the Envies. We had those made in South Korea. So I went over there a few times, and yeah, you're right. It's a week.
Yeah.
Day of travel, a couple days there, and then day plus travel getting back. And then it's like just gone long enough.
You're out of it
for
a week.
Body clock so screwed up.
So how long has the Mana been in development for? How long have you guys been working on this?
So that's been in the design phase for almost 2 years now. The design of it probably took about 6 months to get all the pieces right. Then we started making prototypes, working with the manufacturer. And then we went into production almost this time last year, at least pre-production. And we had one little issue after another. The midsole outsole is actually made in China and shipped here, but that's the only piece that's made outside the United States. And we had such a time getting those materials right. And we had the same issue really with our first shoe, because we have unique midsoles that give you this athletic positioning. So when we made our first shoes, they're like, oh, that's gotta be a mistake. So they took all that out. It's like, well, you just took my technology out of my shoe. So a very similar thing happened here. It says, oh, this can't be right. So instead of like getting on the phone and working it through, they said, oh, well, this is, I think, what you mean. And I was like, no, that's not what we meant. So, so getting him to get the right shape for the athletic positioning, you know, that's been each time we've made a new midsole, you know, that's like 6 months. Cause like, no, that ain't right. But the benefit is we get to work now through the US and LA versus overseas.
That's great. So you had Bernard, is Bernard still wearing the shoe?
Yes. Yeah.
He is?
So technically we haven't signed him for this year yet, but we're negotiating, still wearing the shoe, and we will come to an agreement. So confident about that.
How often are you guys getting hit up by players? Because I mean, word's got to be getting around that hey, the tech is legit, you know. But I know with the pro game, it's how much money you're going to pay me, and I know a lot of the smaller brands are out there like, look, you know, we're not about, you know, emptying our pockets to get on TV. You want to play better. You want to wear our shoe. How's that working for you guys?
Well, that's you pretty much described it. You know, we do get hit up regularly by PGA players that be willing to endorse our shoe, and but they want, you know, six figures. It's like, well, you know, we can't afford that. You know, our margins are pretty tight on the shoe, because we would rather lower our retail price to give that to our consumers than pay some athlete to wear them on TV once in a while. And then you really can't see what shoe he's wearing because they hardly ever show the shoe. And then We don't have, you know, a huge Athlon's logo on the side of the shoe because I just don't like it. You know, I don't want our shoes to be just a billboard. They need to be stylistic, and you can wear them, you know, on the golf course, but also elsewhere.
So is there any tour guys that we're going to see in this shoe that you can say, or
not that I'm aware of right now, or that I can say? I know there are some that are evaluating it. And when we talk to their agents, it's like, okay, so if you move up in the rankings X, that'll give you five times more than what we could ever pay you. And our shoes are going to make, you know, that little bit of difference. And at that level, you know, 99.9% versus 99.91% makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
So, you know, that's kind of what our shoes can help. So, you know, somebody may be 18, they could go to 16. That's, you know, that's a $500,000 to $1 million a year difference in income. Now, so far, we're not sure. We haven't confirmed that anybody's going, okay, that makes sense to us. But we're working on it.
Are you guys just direct to consumer, or have you reached a retail space yet?
Yeah, so we are primarily direct to consumer via our website, which is athlons.com. But we also we're also on Amazon, and we do have a relationship with Dick's Online. We're not in any of their stores, but we are on Dick's Online and Golf Galaxy.
Online, okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Do you have any plans to get in any store? So one of the things with golf shoes that's so difficult is, you know, you're kind of putting a lot of faith in the technology and everything on the website, and you want to try them on. It's, you know, it's like a putter. you want to roll a putter before you buy it. You want to walk in a shoe before you buy it.
So, we are in a few stores here in the Phoenix area. So Hornacek's, a couple other, you know, mom and pop stores, but like that. But as far as like a national brand, we're not there yet. So, but we would like to get there. But
you want to get there? Okay, good.
But maybe you know, actually, what's more attractive to us is not, you know, being in a golf store per se, but being affiliated with like a golf fitting out or a club fitting group, where, you know, people are coming in to get the quality equipment, get customized gear for them. You know, I think our shoes would work out really
well. That's a hell of an idea.
So we're working on that as well.
I mean, a place like Club Champion, that's all over the country. Like, hey, you know, let's throw these shoes on for you real quick and see what happens. And they got all the data right there.
Yeah. So we're working on that as well with a couple of those entities.
That's a great idea. Yeah, but how often do you think you're going to be coming out with new? I see with the other shoe, you had a lot of special editions on the website. Are you going to be doing anything with this new shoe? Is there a different variety of this coming up, or are you guys going to just stick with the two main shoes and see what happens here in 24?
Yeah. So the Envy shoe, which is what we've had out since 2019, that we're phasing out. So the Mana Mangrove will be our new shoe. We are working on an Envy 2 that is kind of a hybrid between the old Envy and the Mangrove. That's in development now. We expect to have pre-production samples sometime late Q1, early Q2, and then probably go into production Q3, so they'll be available Q4. So that's the near-term plan. We also have other technologies that we're looking to put into the shoe. So we're starting to prototype those. So right now we have the slopes. So when it kind of does this when you go towards the front of the shoe. So it's kind of like this gradual gradient so that when you get into that athletic stance, you really feel connected to the ground. But right now it's all done through manipulating slopes. So we've got another technology that we also have patented. We're what we call dual density. So underneath the ball of the foot, that's going to be a slightly softer material than out by the pinky toe in those areas. So that when you sink in, you sink in just a little bit even further. So that'll really, really help accentuate the feeling to the ground. So we just had a meeting last week on the first prototype versions of that. So that's coming, it'll probably come early next year before that's commercially available. And we also have another technology that we're working on that if it works the way we think it will, it really could revolutionize not just golf, but all of footwear. So we created this technology we call the Fuser. So it takes an impact force and spreads it out. So it reduces the pressure as well as reducing the impact force. So we're looking at, we're actually going to start building prototypes in the summer with putting that into a shoe. So
is that more for like running or is that?
It'll be for everything, but like the Hokus, they get a really nice thick, comfortable midsole, but from an energy standpoint, and this is with any shoe, so I'm not going to single out any particular brand, but if I've got that much foam and every time I step, I compress and it does this, all that is energy that's going into the shoe and not transferring between me and the ground. So our idea is I can get a midsole in the heel section that's maybe a half inch thick, and it won't compress using this technology, but it takes and spreads that out. So now I get a much more energy efficient transfer through the shoe between my body and the ground, but I should get the same amount of comfort because of diffusing that energy over a larger area as something about that thick. So we're really excited about that technology because if that works, it literally changes all of footwear. And wow. It's physics, so it should work.
Yeah. It's math.
Yeah, it really is.
It's math.
And that's my answer when people ask, well, prove that, your shoes help. It's like, well, it's physics. So I've done the mathematical modeling. We built the shoes according to the model and yep, it does exactly what it says it does. It's going to shift ground reaction force. And for somebody my size, I'm 6 foot, normal athletic stance, it improves my energy, my power by about 9%. But it's shifting that in about 4 degrees for somebody my size on each side. That equates to about 9%.
Well, I was reading some of the things on the shoes, and you talk about improving sway, and that's like my biggest issue. I had a knee injury this last year, where I had the meniscus, the inner meniscus of my left knee, popped out of place and was stuck, and so I turned from a post and rotate player into a just slide to that left side. Mm-hmm. All my power is gone. All my distances are gone and I'm slowly getting healthier and bringing it back. Mm-hmm. So that is very intriguing to me, the slide portion and somebody coming off injury or let alone a regular player that incorporates a slide into their swing. This will help.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It really does help everybody. Now what each person does with it, that's going to vary all over the map.
Yeah.
And then what you're using the shoe for, like Bernard Langer, he's like, my distance is about the same, but my misses are so much less because I'm so much more consistent with my swing. But then you've got Ryan Steenberg, the long driver, says I'm hitting the ball a lot further because that's what he's trying to get, out of the shoe. So it really does help. But, for the sway issue, if you think about, if your foot's on the ground flat, and let's try to get both. So these are my left foot and my right foot. So when I'm in my setup, I've got my weight pretty much equally distributed. When I'm loading, most of my weight now is going to shift to that back foot. And you know, if there's not support in the shoe, your foot tends to do this a little bit, which creates that sway. And now your body reacts, and now you got to bring it back.
Guilty.
So now I've got that, I've got, you know, our athletic positioning, that gradient slope in the forefoot. Well, now when I load on that back half, I've got what I call horizontal reaction force pushing on the outside of your foot. So the shoe is actually helping hold you into place. So it eliminates or substantially eliminates the sway. So now your body doesn't sway because your foot's not moving. And it just, it saves energy and improves your timing.
So interesting. So interesting. So you said something about, you know, the doing this with yep. the soles. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys now on tour in the professional game are utilizing Aimpoint. And there's a lot of people that are pro Aimpoint, a lot of people that are, you know, it's just, it's a fallacy, it doesn't work. And what I've heard a lot of critics say is your feet aren't flat, so it doesn't matter. And if you wear a different type of shoe than what you did this day to that day, it's going to be different because of the, you know, the rise or the drop or whatever. So with the way your soles are designed or the midsoles are designed, have you spoken with anybody that uses Aimpoint to see if it's made a difference to how they can read a green?
No, I have not. So that would be
interesting,
interesting feedback to get. So,
Well, yeah. The game has changed. Even since we spoke last, you know, 4 years, the game has changed so much into an analytics, you know, type game where numbers are critical and guys are making, you know, small, subtle changes to get 2 degrees more here and 2 degrees more here. So I think you guys are like prime to be ideal in the golf space because so many guys are using numbers and analytics to help them with their game. I'll be curious to see if that affects anybody with Aimpoint.
Yeah, I'll do a little digging and find out, and we'll get back with you on that. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, we want to go. The other guys on the show, we want to do an Aimpoint class just to educate ourselves and see. I'm horrible at reading greens. I mean, I've gone to plumb bobbing lately just to try and help me get a better understanding of it. Yeah. I'll be very curious to see if that changes anything. So
yeah, good deal. Yeah.
So the shoes are available now, right? They're in stock. You can order them from the website. Retail price is $285. And like you said, you know, made in America. So you're going to pay a little bit more for that. What's the feedback been from those who have purchased them?
It's outstanding. You know, I mean, of course you'd expect my opinion to be somewhat biased, but it really, you know, we had such good feedback on the Envies, you know, the performance. So, you know, we made some changes to really kind of help improve the comfort, because that was one of the consistent feedback points we got on the Envy, which is our, you know, shoe we came out with in 2019. And, oh yeah, we feel the athletic performance, but you know, it's not near as comfortable as these other shoes. So we're like, well, you trade off between comfort and performance. So the Mangrove, we tried to accentuate the performance, but also make the comfort comparable to what you get in a shoe that's designed for comfort. So we were a little bit nervous about how that was going to be perceived, but so far it's been phenomenal, because all the people that bought our shoes in the past for the performance is like, wow, the performance is still there. It actually feels a little bit better. I feel more connected to the ground. But the comfort is outstanding. So we made the toe box a little bit wider. You know, the heel has a little bit better angle. And then it's the all leather upper. So it just, it almost feels like an athletic slipper.
I like that term, athletic slipper. Yeah, you see, with a lot of the brands that have come out recently with this super thick midsole for comfort, they're utilizing a mesh top, and for a golfer, you change your angle or you have a downhill lie, you lose all form of stability with that mesh. They're great for playing in the heat, especially, you know, being down in Arizona.
Yep.
When it's hot, you've got that mesh breathable shoe. Yep. It's amazing. but you're really sacrificing some stability.
Yeah. No. Yeah, without question. So, you know, the again, you know, as we talked, you know, every time you got to compress that material, that's energy that's going into the shoe and not transferring between the body and the ground. You know, the other thing with that soft metal upper and a flat midsole is when you start to load, so you're higher off the ground. So you're going to get more sway in those soft, thick shoes, midsole shoes with a lightweight upper, because there's nothing on the lateral side of the shoe to hold you in place.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I mean, this is my theory based on how physics works, but I have to admit when you put the pivot point higher because of the thick midsole, and then you've got a soft upper, you're going to roll more when you load. So it's going to create more sway. So when you're chasing your ball into the trees, you'll be more comfortable walking.
too funny. Speaking of walking.
Yeah.
So it says on the website, great for walking. I'm sure you've had some critics about with the knees being more in that it's going to mess up your gait long term. Is any truth to that?
No. You know, if somebody's very knock-kneed, then they don't need our shoes because they're already kind of in that position. But a majority of people are neutral and or a little bit bow-legged. So even people that are slightly knock-kneed, they still help. So we have not had any complaints about, oh, these shoes hurt my knees or my back. We get actually the opposite. We get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people telling us that, yeah, my knees feel better. My back feels better. I have more energy. It's because it makes moving a little bit more efficient. So one of my good friends, his dad had hip replacement surgery. And my friend said his dad kind of walked like a wounded duck, you know, kind of like, boom, boom. And we gave him a pair of our shoes. This is a few years back. And he goes, oh my God, my dad's gait is almost normal now. Because just by shifting in a little bit, he was able to shift the center of gravity in his body, so he was able to move more efficiently. So we get that a lot more.
Yeah, there's eight of us going up to Bandon in August. Mm-hmm. And Dan, who's on the show, suffers from plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
And me with my knee injury, I'm thinking, you know, we may have to
it's
figure
worth
something out here.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but I pretend to be.
Okay, so you guys have been in the news a little bit. If anybody's out there and on Google just types in Athlon's lawsuit, you find out some pretty good information. But you, as you mentioned earlier, you're in the patent attorney business. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a little credit here. How many patents do you have right now?
So for Athlon's, we have over 20 issued patents. We have 17 on the midsole in various ways to implement what we call optimal athletic positioning. Then we have a couple patents issued on the outsole. We've got a couple patents on the upper. We have the flex zone and other things to make the shoe more efficient and more comfortable. And we still have a bunch pending. And then, you know, the new technologies that I talked about with the dual density and then what I call the fuser, we've got a bunch of patents pending on all that stuff as well. And some are starting to issue.
So who did you wrong? Who was it?
So last April, Athlon's filed a patent infringement suit against Under Armour. So we started looking at some of Under Armour shoes based on some of their claims of athletic performance, and when we bought them and took them apart, it's like, hey, that's what our patents say. So we ended up in the Eastern. We filed a patent infringement suit against Under Armour for a little over 20 of their different types of shoes, and it's not just golf, but basketball, baseball, and volleyball are all appears to us to be using our technology. We filed in the Eastern District of Texas in April of last year. Trial is scheduled for March of 2025.
That's kind of big.
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, what it does is it validates what I do on two fronts. One,
absolutely,
the importance of patents and doing them right and doing them well. But also, it really signifies, you know, Athlon's really brought something new to the market, new to footwear, new to athletics with our optimal athletic positioning technology. So it really kind of validates, you know, what I do on both fronts.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad somebody is finally standing up, because what you've heard from golf industries in the past is the Titleist monster going nuts and just shutting down golf ball manufacturers that were, you know, yeah, they were wrong. Absolutely. But it's nice to hear a small brand is actually taking on a big brand for them doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't hear that too often.
No. And sadly, you know, as I see through my law practice, most small companies don't do an adequate job of patenting their technology, so that, you know, when the big guy starts copying them, they don't have enough weapons to fight with. So that, sadly, that happens way too often. So
yeah. I mean, think about how many companies are not run by patent attorneys.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess Athlon's is fortunate that way.
So what's the next step in that? You said trial is in March, but so what are you guys looking for as far as an outcome? What's the end goal with it?
You know, as far as monetary, I can't tell you. You know, what we expect is the court to side with us and that Under Armour is infringing, and then we'll work out some type of settlement.
Nice. Is that, I mean, would it be, like I said, I don't want to push too much to get anything out, but
if I can't answer it, I won't. I'll just tell you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Will they have to pull their shoes?
The settlement that we would accept wouldn't require that.
Okay. That's good to know.
But, you know, we'll make those determinations when we get to the settlement table.
Was it blatant? Like, they're absolutely using our technology?
It was to me.
Okay. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's what matters. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. New shoes. Mm-hmm. Everything's going along well. Bernard, mm-hmm. knock on wood, going to be back on staff with you.
Yep.
What's going on in 24? What else you guys got going on?
So those are the big things. You know, keep working on improving footwear. So we're excited about the new technologies we're looking at. We're excited about getting the NV2 out there again, which is the hybrid between the old shoe and the new shoe. And really just helping people enjoy being outdoors more, being more active. Because, you know, whether you're golfing or walking or running, the shoes, you know, will help people with that. And they are a spikeless shoe. So, you know, I mean, I wear mine all the time. So not just when I golf, but they're actually now my business casual dress shoe.
Was my next question. Are you guys going to look into a non-performance casual line with the same tech?
Somewhere down the road, you know, we're going to stay focused on fitness shoes. So the next one is probably a fitness shoe. That's probably a couple of years out. And so much of it depends on the near-term success we have with the shoes that we have. But, you know, our technology works in basketball. Probably won't go back to baseball or softball for a while. But tennis is a great avenue for us as well. So those are kind of the next things. And then
pickleball. You
know, pickleball, yeah.
Pickleball is going nuts.
It's going
right now.
Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. So but those are our, you know, kind of the 5-year plan with expanding into other sports. And yeah, you know, the thing with like a running shoe, a training shoe, that easily just crosses over to an athleisure shoe.
Nice. So yeah. Are you getting out on the golf course lately, or are you playing much?
I get out about once a year, sadly.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
No, well, currently I have 3 full-time jobs. I have Athlon's, and I'm CEO of that. I have my law practice still. And last year at this time, I started a consulting firm regarding the business of patents. So like what we were talking about earlier, for small companies that kind of missed the boat on protecting their technology and really capturing the value of what they're generating and creating. That's what that business is for. So right now,
got your hands full.
Yeah, I'm working about 7,800 hours a week, so it doesn't leave a lot of room for golf. But
no,
you know, these things are all important to me, and you know, I've been very fortunate with you know what I've been able to accomplish, and you know, now it's part of it is giving back. You know, one of the things that we do with Athlons, and you saw our my email signature, it's you know, child abuse prevention. So we actually have our own charity organization, Interwoven Circles, where
is that, you know, the cycle?
Yeah, the cycle to end abuse.
There you go.
So we focus on trying to bring more awareness to child abuse prevention and doing things along those lines. So
that's awesome.
You know, I'm at the phase of my career where you know I still have a lot I want to accomplish, but I want to start giving back as well.
Good for you. That's awesome. Thanks. Glad to hear that. So you're a big cycler? Is that what I was reading?
I was. Yeah. So the end of October of 2021 for child abuse prevention awareness, I rode my bicycle from San Diego, California to Jacksonville, Florida. And we raised
it was
quite the ordeal. We raised $105,000 for three organizations. So yeah, it was good.
How long did that take you?
It was 40 days.
Wow.
Doing about 70 to 90 miles a day.
Ooh.
It was anywhere from 6 to 10 hours on the bike.
Oh, I bet Texas sucked.
Oh, it just never ended. Because we entered in El Paso, which is the, you know, the furthest west, and we left kind of like Beaumont, which is the furthest east. So it's almost 800 miles across Texas. So, man. Yeah, it was, you know, I'm glad I did it. You know, I'm glad we raised the money for charity, but I'll never do another cross country bike riding. It was too much.
Done. You know, did it. Over.
And parts of it was just incredibly beautiful.
Oh, you get through that southeast. It's stunning.
Yeah.
I'm a desert rat, grew up here my whole life, and my wife is from Northeast Alabama. So when we go back and visit her family, I'm like, wow. And they're like, yeah, those are called trees. So we don't have those where I'm from.
Yeah. But on the sad side, though, there was so much garbage along the road.
Yeah.
And I popped 15 tires. So every other day I'm having to repair my bikes, and it was, so like I said, there were stretches that were just phenomenal and other stretches were just
great. Breaks your heart.
So, yeah. So, but hopefully, you know, the roads will get better taken care of and clean them up. So we'll see.
Well, you know, you don't realize it until you're out there.
Yeah. So true. When you're driving by at 85 miles an hour, you don't notice trash on the side of the road. But when you're going 10 miles an hour on a bicycle, you're having to avoid
everything.
It on your shoulder. And it's like, that's pretty apparent.
So what's your biggest reach for obtaining customers? Where are you guys getting most of your customers from?
Yeah. So right now we've got, you know, this typical social media stuff with Facebook and Instagram, Google ads, things like that. Our biggest successes to date are with YouTube influencers, golf instructors that are on YouTube, and Tom Segura is our best performer in helping explain what the shoes do and bringing customers to the site. And what you and I are doing here, that's kind of our strategy. You know, we did, when we were doing the long drive stuff, we did advertise, make television commercials, and we're on the Golf Channel, and just the ROI on that was just god awful. So
it's bad.
Yeah. So, you know, with traditional media, you know, it works if you can inundate the audience with your message. But that takes millions a year, if not more. And, you know, I'd rather put that into creating better and better shoes and passing that savings on to the customers.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go to the PGA show or?
No.
Thank you. Smart move. It's so much money for so little.
Yeah, especially value. From Phoenix to Florida. It's not trivial. And then setting up a booth and having a couple people to go with. Yeah, we did that a couple times, you know, in in actually 19 and in 20 we went. And, you know, again, the we had great exposure in 2020 because we had just signed Bernard and he was there and he was getting interviewed. He was on the Golf Channel. So if we'd have continued to have stuff like that, we would go. But, you know, right now it's so different than what it was 4 years ago.
So how many employees are with Athlons?
we have three of us.
I was, you know, I honestly was thinking he's going to say under 20, but I love three.
We had 20. I'm sorry. We had about 12 at one time, actually, as we were, you know, gearing up for that investment and the 2020, you know, we had a marketing team, we had a research and development team, product team, and, you know, over the course of the last couple of years, we just have to keep scaling back and scaling back to keep the doors open. So right now there's just three of us. There's myself, Jeremiah Johnston, who does the marketing and shoe design, and then Lynn Mayo does our shipping and receiving and customer service.
That's awesome. Yeah. Way to keep that overhead low.
Yeah. And when we need to outsource, we outsource. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I look at these large footwear brands and it's like, I couldn't even fathom how I would need 12,000 employees.
Oh, it's insane.
I just don't know what all those people would do. Maybe that's why I'm still such a tiny company.
Yeah. Hey, you know what though? Different people go about it different ways.
Yeah.
So has anybody tried to buy you guys?
We did have a couple of acquisition inquiries back in 19 and 20, and then in 2022, but the deals just weren't favorable for us.
Good. Stand firm. Love it.
Thank you.
Well, Tam, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to seeing the new shoes. Especially, you know, with Bernard going to be the Masters. I mean, come on. And long drive's still around. It's as big as it was a couple years ago, but it's coming back. So I'm sure we're going to see some guys out there wearing them for that still.
Yeah. Yeah. The long drive does a nice job now on, via the internet.
Yeah.
The broadcasts are a lot more entertaining via the internet than
Bobby Bradley's hilarious.
Oh, you know Bobby?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I know Bobby. Yeah, he's a great dude. Yeah. Met him several years ago. We did some projects together.
Yeah, he's great. So all right. Well, the website, it's athlons.com. Make sure to check it out. Athlons on social media, Instagram and Facebook. And I think you guys are doing great. I'm looking forward to this new shoe to see how it does. And tell you what, let's not wait 4 years before we do this again.
Excellent. Yeah. love to connect again a lot sooner.
All right, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Take care. Bye.